This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك ليتدبروا آياته وليتذكروا.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My brothers and sisters, we all would like to get married at some point. We all would like to have children at some point, because this is the plan of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty has asked us to get married unless there is reason, legitimate reason, why we shouldn't. And Allah Almighty has asked us to try and have children. And the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, has encouraged this. And this reproduction is definitely part of the plan of Allah Almighty. We are in existence because of the Almighty's plan. Now, sometimes people find it difficult to get married. They begin to lose hope. Connect and reconnect with revelation. You will realize that everything happens at the right time. If Allah has delayed it, it's for a reason. If Allah has blocked it, it is for a reason. If Allah has not allowed it, it is for a reason. And every time the reasoning of Allah is superb. We as human beings don't realize, sometimes we don't understand, sometimes we get frustrated with the plan of Allah, not realizing, why are you getting upset? Look at those who've lost their spouses early. Look at those whose lives have been turned upside down by children. Look at those whose children are the source of their downfall and their stress, and perhaps their sickness and anxiety. Look at those who perhaps their spouses are the source of their loss. So Allah might be saving you from something very, very ugly. However, it doesn't mean you should stop looking or stop trying, whether it is marriage or children. It is in the hands of Allah Almighty. May Allah Almighty make it easy for all those who are searching for spouses to be married to spouses who will be the coolness of their eyes. And may Allah Almighty bless all those who are wanting to have children with children who will be the coolness of their eyes. In the interim, what we should do is go to revelation, reconnect, and see what Allah has done. If you look at Surah Maryam, for example, it starts off with the story of Zakariya alayhi salam. And he didn't have male offspring. He asked Allah for offspring. And this story is mentioned more than once in the Quran, where Allah Almighty is saying to Zakariya alayhi salam, after the dua and the supplication was made, that, oh Zakariya, we are going to bless you with a child. Amazing. From this we learn that we should continue to supplicate. When you call out to Allah, make dua to Him for something. Number one, there's nothing impossible for Allah. Number two is that if Allah has written it for you, He will give you and He will reward you for having called out to Him. And if He has not written it for you exactly as you want it, you will still achieve a great reward for the supplication. So call out to Allah Almighty at all times and ask Him what you want. Speak to Allah, oh Allah, bless us with children. Take a look at the dua of Zakariya alayhi salam. رَبِّ هَبْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبَةً إِنَّكَ سَمِيعُ الدُّعَاءِ. Oh my Lord, oh my Lord, bless me with, grant me, gift me. Give me a gift of what? From you I would like a gift. هَبْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ, from you. Offspring, progeny, ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبَةً, that will be pure and good. Pious, lovely, the coolness of everyone's eyes. Subhanallah. So here is a prophet of Allah calling out to Allah, saying, oh Allah, bless me with children. You're not the only one who didn't have children or who doesn't have children. There were others before you, and there will be others after you. There are others in your midst. Many people don't have offspring. It doesn't mean that Allah is upset with us, nor does it mean that Allah hates us, nor does it mean Allah has let us down. In fact, at times it is a gift of Allah. Some people only have male children, Some people only have female children. Some people have both male and female, and some have neither. It's okay. It's okay. Allah knows. He has a plan. If you surrender to the plan of Allah, you achieve success. If you are upset with the plan of Allah, how do you expect to succeed? So my brothers and sisters, Allah Almighty tells Zakariya alayhi salam that we are going to bless you with a son and we have named him Yahya. Yahya, in the English language, John. Allah named this particular child and Allah blessed Zakariya in old age with a child. Don't lose hope when it comes to having children. So Zakariya alayhi salam was so happy, but he was embarrassed at the same time for the reason that they were old. What am I going to tell the people? Now, obviously, we're taught that we shouldn't worry about what people say. But human nature is such that somewhere within you, there is a small concern about your reputation, perhaps. Perhaps about what people close to you may or may not say. But because of this, Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam asked for a sign. قال ربي جعل لي آية قال آيتك ألا تكلم الناس ثلاث ليال سويا. He says, oh my Lord, grant me a sign. Allah Almighty says, your sign is that you shouldn't speak to people for 3 nights. In another verse, for 3 days. So 3 days, 3 nights. Don't speak to the people. You know, subhanAllah, Allah will assist, Allah will guide, Allah will answer, Allah will clarify. You do not need to do that. So sometimes these things happen. That was verse number 10 of Surah Maryam, where he asked for a sign. Sometimes the problem is too big. It requires silence from us. We shouldn't be speaking too much. We should perhaps leave it to Allah. Try, maybe. And then, if the matter is too big, remain silent. So, while we're talking about children and having children, this is another lesson that we learn as we reconnect with revelation. To say, at times, it's okay what people think. Never mind. The good will think good. The bad will always think bad. But those in the middle, Allah will grant them clarity over time. In that case, it was 3 days, 3 nights. In your case and mine, it might be longer than that. Who knows? But if you're a good person, time will tell that you're actually a good person. People who accuse you of something, Allah Almighty will clear your name over time. They will realize they were wrong if they were good. But if they were bad, they would never believe you, even if they saw it in front of their eyes, that you were a good person. So don't worry. We have to please Allah, not people. But in the interim, Allah Almighty will make people pleased with us if we have pleased Him. That is a narration of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. He says, whoever pleases Allah and in the process earns the displeasure of the people, Allah becomes pleased with that person. And over time, Allah makes the people pleased with that person too. But whoever displeases Allah in order to achieve the pleasure of people, Allah is displeased with that person, and very soon over time, even the same people who were pleased with him or her will be displeased. Profound revelation, subhanAllah. The words of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. If you take a look at the story of Maryam, may peace be upon her, the mother of Jesus, Isa alayhi salam, may peace be upon him. She was also instructed not to speak when she came up with the pregnancy. And we all know that it was by the miracle of Allah, the power of Allah Almighty. Allah is the one who blew the soul into the womb of Maryam or Mary, may peace be upon her. And she felt that, what will I tell my people? Allah says, all you do is remain silent. Say, I'm not speaking to human beings today. Point at the child and we will do the rest. Subhanallah, she pointed at the child. And the child spoke from the cradle, according to the Quran. Jesus, may peace be upon him, Isa alayhi salam, spoke from the cradle. He says, Inni Abdullahi, I'm the worshipper of Allah. Allah's given me revelation and made me a prophet. And so on. So the clarification came. That clarification was from Allah Almighty. In the same way, Allah will clarify for us and clear for us. Allah will bless all of us. Reconnect with revelation and see what happens to you. أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد.
كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك ليدبروا آياته وليتذكر